We're following breaking news today, though, about suspicious packages that were addressed to former President Barack Obama, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The Secret Service says agents intercepted the packages containing possible explosive devices early today and late yesterday. The Time Warner Center in New York City, where CNN is headquartered, was evacuated this morning after police were called about another suspicious package found there. The network shifted its broadcast to Washington and here anchor Poppy Harlow on the air after being evacuated from the Time Warner Center in New York.
So, Renee, I will just tell you that we are outside safely. All of our CNN colleagues that we know of are outside right now. Everyone is safe, as we can see. And to catch our viewers up, about just a few 10 minutes ago, we heard the fire alarm go off while we were anchoring the show reporting on these explosive devices.
CNN reports the package sent to its New York headquarters was addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan. The White House issued a statement condemning what it called terrorizing acts. Joining us now for the latest is NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, what more can you tell us about what the Secret Service is saying about these suspicious packages?
Hi, Jeremy. Well, the Secret Service is saying basically what you reported, that they intercepted two suspicious packages, one late yesterday addressed to former First Lady Hillary Clinton at her or addressed to her Chappaqua, New York home. And then early this morning, a second package addressed to former President Obama was intercepted here in Washington. They were identified during routine mailing mail screening procedures, the service says, as potential explosive devices and were appropriately handled as such. The protectees did not receive the packages, nor were they at risk of receiving them. The mail for the former president, both former President Obama, former President Clinton, is screened at off-site facilities, one up in Westchester and one in Washington here, and that's apparently where the devices were intercepted.
Do we know if there were bombs in all of these packages?
Yeah, that's what the Secret Service is saying, that they were explosive devices in these packages. It's not clear exactly the nature of the devices, but there have been reports that they're pipe bombs.
But we also are hearing that neither former President Obama or Secretary Clinton were at risk at any point because of this.
That's right, because they screen the devices they screen the mail for the former presidents away from their homes, and so it wasn't as if they were found in their doorstep or in their mailboxes.
Is there any indication that this is linked to the explosive device found yesterday or earlier this week, rather, at the compound of George Soros, the billionaire who supports liberal causes?
Right. Well, law enforcement officials say, yes, there are indications. The package sent to Soros, which was apparently in his mailbox, is linked or is similar to the ones that that were sent to former President Obama and Mrs. Clinton. There is another. We talked about the CNN bombing, the device that was intercepted on its way to CNN. It was addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan, who's been a frequent critic of President Trump, according to what CNN is reporting.
So we've got two former Democratic presidents or a presidential candidate in the case of Hillary Clinton, CNN. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic representative as well, she got one of these. And we're just seeing a tweet from the San Diego Union-Tribune, their official account, saying that their staff and others were evacuated after a suspicious package was spotted there.
Yeah, there is – I don't – you know, it's far too early to say if this is the work of one individual or if others are involved. It's fair to say that Wasserman Schultz, along with Brennan, along with George Soros, Hillary Clinton, have all been targets the Republican the Trump administration, or I should say President Trump, at his rallies. We're all familiar with the kinds of locker up chants and the targeting of CNN. man in particular, but it's impossible to say at this point whether, you know, what the motivation is behind these devices.
Right. Well, we will continue to follow this news. And again, you know, this is just coming in. We're still trying to confirm what's yeah. true and what's not, what's linked and what's not. But Brian Naylor in Washington, thank you.
All right, Jeremy. Thanks.